So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
A glory hole's like a dick theater. I've imagined your
pants. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, microphone people out there in podcast land.
Hello, hello. How are you going?
Fantastic.
Good.
Welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Yay! Sorry, I was just checking out and seeing what our current ratings were on iTunes, because I really hadn't looked in like a million years.
No. What are you finding?
Well, we have 42 reviews, 4.8 stars in total.
All right.
And I can't figure out how to look at the stars, what the reviews are on my phone, because I'm just pretty.
Cool. So we're going to have to go to iPad or the computer. So I get to be the funny one tonight.
You're the funny one tonight. I'm just...
Oh, sorry, people. You're doomed.
I'm also pissed off that it says we are updated fortnightly. Bitch, please. We are updated weekly. Ugh. Fortnightly.
I wonder how that gets set.
I don't know. Fuck you, iTunes.
That's okay. That's why there are so many other podcast apps out there.
That's right. iTunes. Indeed.
You got Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Stitcher.
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. There's so many other ones.
Hey, bitches, we on them all. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere podcasts are sold. Anyway.
I'm going to guess that whoever's listening knows that because they found us somewhere somehow. Unless they're listening on the website. We do get some of those.
That's right. And on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm always amazed that people listen to us on YouTube, but you know.
If you have it in the background.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm all right with that. So hi, YouTube people. Like both of you. how are we doing tonight?
I already said fantastic.
Yeah, just making sure. I wasn't listening, to be honest.
Yeah, no.
We are still here. We are still, knock on wood, healthy. And we had a pendulum party on Friday night. That was delightful.
Yeah, we did. It was Pendulum 21.
Yeah, and it wasn't as busy as Pendulum 20, but that's because we are currently like in a, you know, tens of thousands of COVID cases a day and people were being responsible.
Right.
We were not. but most people are.
Yeah, but I also would hope that people who came, you know, thought about their actions and movements and...
Agreed.
All of that good stuff. And and the club does require everybody to be double vaxxed. There are limits as to how many people per square meter, blah, 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 all that stuff. So, yeah.
It's as responsible as we can be.
As responsible as we can be and still do something.
And still have some fun.
Yeah.
And that was successful. We are still working with our secret spot to see when the next pendulum will be. Mm-hmm. So watch this space.
Yep. Yep.
Or that space, or this space, either way. And then this weekend, we are meant to fly up to the Gold Coast for an exclusively RHP event. Mm-hmm. That should be a lot of fun. And a part of me is like, we shouldn't go. Like, right?
Yeah.
We should be responsible.
Yeah. However, it also looks as though we may inadvertently be hosting the event. But we'll see how it all turns out.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Again, watch this.
It's a day-by-day thing at this point, I feel like.
Every day.
I feel like that's how life is right now.
Yeah. Touch and go, baby. Touch and go.
Yep.
And then we have our exclusively RHP event in the end of February where we are going out to Perth.
Yep, Margaret River.
And the Western Australia area. That'd be good. And so I think that's the only exciting things that we have going on so far.
That's all at the moment, yes.
But Yeah, we'll see. What do we have any other things before we jump into what we're talking about tonight?
I think that's about it. It's a little quiet-ish at the moment.
It is quiet-ish. Tonight we wanted to revisit something that we had discussed in the before four times, and that is online and then also app meets and greets and dating and all that fun stuff. And I guess first we should talk about some of the apps and our experience with said apps.
Right.
So I'll start with Tinder. I think everybody out there knows Tinder.
I would hope so.
I mean,
or at least you've at least heard of it in some way, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and look, many of you are probably on Tinder.
I would also suspect that that is accurate. So Tinder is an interesting thing. So Tinder was the app that really it made swiping left and swiping right. That was its big thing.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, because I'm not really sure, but I'm going to guess that they were one of the first ones to take online dating away from a website where you have more back and forth and back and forth to more instantaneous yes or no.
It was a lot more instant gratification. Yeah. Absolutely. So if you've never been on Tinder, you get profile pictures. You can get some information about the person. And then if you like them, you swipe right. If you don't like them, you swipe left. If you really like them, you super like them, which is swiping up. And then they get notified that you like them. And the idea is that the only time two people will be matched, with two people actually say, yes, I like you, or swipe right on one another, then they get the opportunity to start a conversation. Mm-hmm. And that was something that was unique at the time and is not nearly as unique as it was. But in my experience, it is one of those things that all of these apps are freemium. So you can download them for free. You can set up a profile. But then in order to, if you really want to get the most use out of it, they want you to subscribe. And many of them are quite expensive. I have paid for Tinder in the past when I knew I was traveling out of Sydney and wanted to place my GPS location.
Your location,
or I guess my location, yeah, in another country or state. And that worked pretty well. It wasn't bad. It was like, I think it was 20 something bucks a month to do that.
And then you could say that you're in that location, so you could start meeting people and lining things up for when you're actually going to be there.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good perk.
It's not a bad
perk.
If
you travel or go to different places, or you're going on holiday somewhere, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And then the other benefits to those things are, like, you can see who has liked you. You don't have to necessarily wait till you get a match. You can see, oh, did this person liked me, so I'll like them. Then you also get extra super likes and things like that. But all of these apps, just sort of spoiler alert, their success is predicated on the fact that the person responds to you or you respond to the person once a conversation is started. And in my experience, Tinder is one of those things that think people, they're looking right now. They're not looking forward, yeah, really. And so if you swipe right on somebody and you match them, the number of times I've never gotten a response is immense. And it's no matter what gender. So I've got myself set up where I can see men and women, and you'd be amazed at how many people, but arguably you'd be amazed at how many times that, you know, you make a match and there's never a conversation started.
Yeah.
So yeah. I guess my message about this here to people out there is, don't feel down on yourself if you're using any of these apps and you're not getting the conversations, the immediacy that you really want.
The interest, yeah. But also another thing about them is that they're only as good as the profile that you put in.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, we've all seen really shit, terrible profiles or those with zero information. And it's like, why am I going to swipe right on you? And so you have to think about that when, you know, you're trying to attract people, is that what are you putting out there that is interesting to them, and why are they going to swipe on you?
It is, and I would say that this is true amongst all apps or websites, is you will rake in what you put out. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. Your profile matters and profile pictures matter. Mm. And if you really want to grab somebody's attention, your profile pictures have to be good. So let's hang on that. Let's put that one on a hook for now.
Okay.
We'll come back to that and we'll talk about what makes a successful profile picture. I'm going to say that I feel like I'm pretty good at building these profiles on these apps because I've got about 15 years worth of experience.
I was going to say, you are really good at building profiles.
If I want to meet people, I can put some time into it, and it's not fast and easy. I think, honestly, you should put at least 30 minutes into your profile. If you can put an hour into it, it's going to be even better. Mm. But again, going back to Tinder and the apps, one of the benefits of Tinder is the number of users that it has. So think about and there's a website, Plenty of Fish. The more fish in the sea, the more opportunities you're going to get for a bite.
Yeah.
Have you used Tinder?
I have, yeah.
And what was your experience like?
Well, I used Tinder at one point. It's actually been a couple of years, and I just looked. It's not on my phone anymore. But it's been a few years since I've used it. And when I did, It's a lot of work. And I mean, I'll be the first one to admit that Bradford's the one who puts all the work into the apps. I will do it for a short time and then I get bored or I get busy and then I forget to come back to it. And my problem with things like this, particularly ones like Tinder, is that immediacy. People want quick feedback. They want back and forth. They want, if they match you, they want a response pretty quickly. And I just get busy with work and with life and stuff, and I'll forget to check it for a week or two. And that doesn't really work very well with them.
It really doesn't. You've got to be on top of it. If you want to use an app to meet somebody, you've got to use the app to meet somebody.
Yeah, you have to really be on it. And so that's part of my problem, but I did make an effort for a little while to do it and just to see what I could get from Tinder. And I found that there were, basically it fell into two camps to me, is that if there was a conversation started with someone, which like you said, many times there wasn't, but if there was, then it was either I just want to be conversational or I want to hook up now.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't, I found it hard to be a little bit conversational and then be like, okay, hey, let's meet up. It seemed to be kind of either drag on and on and on, or not, let's not do anything and let's just meet up now.
Yeah.
Which I can see both sides, because typically we like to have conversations with people before we meet up with them. But if you're close by and you can respond quickly and arrange something quickly, you can also meet somebody for a coffee and find out in 15 minutes if it's even worth it or
not. Right. A coffee or a beer, something like that. Yeah, absolutely. So I just looked it up. Tinder is, for their Tinder Gold, is $44 a month, which is a lot more expensive than it was when I signed up for it.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, I think that was like 4 years ago. It is, if you do a 6 month plan, it ends up being $27.50 a month. You do a 12 month plan, it's $18.30 a month. And gotcha. This is all in Australian.
Right.
So it's not inexpensive.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it comes down to how much are you going to use those benefits and is it worth it?
Yeah. Exactly. So I was just looking at my Tinder profile, and just to kind of get people into my world, I have 7 pictures.
Okay.
Actually 6 pictures and a video. So the first picture is me smiling at a mirror, no camera is seen. It's pretty tight close up, but you can see my chest. And you can see our old bed behind us. You can't really tell what it is, but you can see a carabiner. So this goes into talking a bit about the pictures that I use and why I choose those pictures a bit when building a profile. Mm-hmm. So you want, for me, I want something that's interesting, but makes the person ask a question.
And it's not necessarily the focal point.
Exactly. It doesn't have to just be you.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think if there's something about the picture that, if people look at it, go, huh, then that makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
And gives them a reason to ask you a question, which is extremely important in these profiles. Is you want, if you're looking for conversation first, moved on to a relationship, you want something in your profile that makes it an easy icebreaker for people to ask a question.
Very true.
So put that out there. Number 2 is a really tight close-up of me with Pippin laying on my chest.
Yeah, because dogs always win, right?
Dogs always win.
Dogs, and cats, pets, like animals win.
It's really funny. I am against fishing pictures. I'm against hunting pictures. But pet pictures are great.
Yeah. But again, there's a bit of interest. And I mean, everybody loves animals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
The third picture is me performing. So it's me in a tuxedo, staring down the barrel of the camera.
And you look fucking hot.
Holding a microphone. I'm clearly either talking or singing or something.
Yeah.
And this has been super for me because I've had people ask me if I'm a stand-up comedian, do I sing, yada, yada, yada. It's a good way to work. Second is me looking goofy, confused, with a glass of red wine partially hiding my face. Then I get into the more interesting pictures. It's a picture of me wearing only a t-shirt, but it's pulled down to hide my junk. But the t-shirt has a dog chew bone on it, and it says chew toy.
Mm-hmm.
So for the uninitiated, they would look at this and see a person who is really into animals right now because he's got a dog picture, he's got this chew toy shirt, and that must be the brand, chew toy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into pup or pet play, you're going to know that this is a sign that I'm into pet play.
Yeah, it's something different, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's in a hotel room. I mean, most people wouldn't know that, but
yeah. And it's also in Copenhagen, if you're curious. Then I've got me in a tuxedo where instead of a cummerbund or a vest, I'm wearing a harness. Mm-hmm. And then lastly is a video of me with Pippin doing an agility run.
No.
So those have been extremely successful pictures for me because they offer people an opportunity to ask a question.
Yeah, they give a bit of interest, and it gives people that opening line, so you're not making them work too hard.
Yeah.
Because if you really have to think too hard about what an opening line is with someone, you're probably not going to send a message.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll read my profile here on Tinder and let you know, you know, you'll get an idea. Ethically non-monogamous. Probably on the road and looking for a clever conversation, a drinking buddy, and someone who can appreciate just how uncomfortable these hotel beds can be. That's all my profile. Short, sweet, to the point, but still suggestive.
Right. I like it.
Yeah. And yeah. It works pretty well. It's not the greatest profile in the world. I didn't spend a whole lot of time. I spent more time picking the pictures and making sure the pictures looked good than I did really worrying about the text. Because Tinder, honestly, the number of times I match somebody and then I will always say, always my first response if somebody swipes right on me is, did you read my profile?
Yeah, I know that you used to mention something about in an ethically non-monogamous relationship, something like that, in your profile. And you would ask people, and then a lot of people would clearly go back and read it and then just unmatch at that point.
Yeah, and that's still the case. So if Tinder is your, if Tinder ends up being your bag, just be aware of that if you're ethically non-monogamous, if you're looking for play friends.
Yeah, and focus more on the pictures, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It's all about the pictures on Tinder. So another kind of Tinder iteration was Bumble.
Yep.
So you were on Bumble for a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did Bumble for a while.
And Bumble is ladies initiate.
Yeah. I forget how exactly it works. It was like if I match with someone, then if they matched with me, then I could see it and then it would happen. But if they liked me and I didn't like them, then there wasn't a match.
Gotcha.
So I think it had to be that the female had to do the liking in order for it to show and match. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But
no, I think that's correct. I've never been on Bumble.
It's been pre-COVID since I've done any of this stuff. So it's been a long time.
And admittedly, I've been on four or five apps.
Yeah.
I'll say the ones I've been on recently. Tinder, I have been on recently with very little. When we were locked down, it's nice to have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, Bumble I liked. I did find it to me was more work than Tinder. And I don't know if it was because I just had to go through more people. I felt like there was a lot more pressure on me and my profile there because it is more female focused. So it was like, oh, I really need to
more
set this up. Yeah, I need to set this up properly. I need to really think about this, you know, kind of thing. So I did feel a bit more pressure there, but I ended up meeting some folks on there. Yeah, I would say, I mean, all the apps worked in that regard. So, you know, there wasn't anything I don't think there's any that I haven't actually met somebody on.
That's good.
But yeah, I know that I've talked to people who like Bumble better than Tinder because it gives them that little bit of security and the fact that, you know, they have a little bit
of control.
Yeah, they've got more power over what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, if that works for you, then yeah.
So I've never used Bumble, but I have used the Next app, which probably on a daily basis for the last, I don't know, on average a daily basis for the last decade, and that's Grindr. I still love Grindr. Grindr's just good, dumb fun. It's really funny. When Grindr first came out, it was a very young crowd, I felt like. And as I've grown up, the Grindr guys have grown up. So what that tells me is that we all started Grindr when we were in our late 20s, early 30s, and now we're in our late 30s, early 40s, and we're still the same guys on Grindr. Yeah. There are some younger guys on Grindr, but the younger guys tend to not stick around.
When I've looked over your shoulder, I've seen people of all ages on there. But you're right. Most of them tend to be, I would say, plus or minus 10 years of us.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's accurate. Yeah. Occasionally you'll get it's on that bell curve. So you'll have guys that are in their early 20s. Mm-hmm. You'll have guys that are in their 60s. But most of the guys that I run across are late 20s, 28, 29 to mid 40s, even 50.
Right. Yeah.
So I have, again,
that could also be as well the area where we are.
True. And maybe that, and as that's a very good point.
Because that's all based on location and proximity, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tinder shows you people from all over, from within a certain range away from you. Grindr shows you people as the first person it shows you is the closest person to you. And as you go down the line, they get farther and farther away.
Yeah.
So one interesting about Grindr is you can show the distance that you are away from that person or not. And when you're in a hotel room, oftentimes you'll see that somebody is 10 meters away from you. So then you know, cool, if we want this to happen, it could happen.
Yeah.
Grindr is a much more transactional app. Mm. You are looking for hookups, though there are people on here who are looking for long-term relationships. And it happens. Mm-hmm. We know multiple fellas that met their long-term partners on Grindr. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just it cracks me up. I love it.
But and you say that, but there are people on Grindr that you still have conversations with and we're friends and you chat on Grindr.
That's very true. Well, I've got... Yeah, we've got friends that that we've met, like, say, at the club. Mm. And our biggest place that we converse is Grindr.
Yeah.
Which cracks me up. I love it. Grindr is a pretty social place. You will find the people that are like, I'm done with chatting. I just want to fuck or whatever. But most people want to have at least a little bit of a conversation before something happens. Yeah. So, again, talking about my profile, I have 5 pictures. The first one is... a picture that was taken of me by Angela at Cobbler's Beach, the nude beach.
I love that one.
That cuts me off. It's just my back, cuts me off just above the ass.
Yeah. It's black and white.
It's black and white. The second one is, again, the close-up on me with the bed behind me. Then I've got a close-up on me fanning a deck of cards.
I love that one, too. You have so many good pictures. You're very photogenic.
Then the singing one. And then one with me in a harness that shows off the tattoo. Mm. So Grindr allows you to have like tags. A lot of the websites or a lot of the apps will give you tags that you can put things that you might be of interest. I think on Tinder, mine is like comedy writing and theater, extrovert and vaccinated, which all of them now basically have vaccinated.
Oh, really?
Is one of the tags that you can put, which I love.
I love that.
And then Grindr will show you as a highlight when you look at a profile, if you share a tag with somebody, it'll highlight it. So you can see how much you have in common with them on a very, very, very base level. Mm. So like my 5, you're allowed 6 on Grindr. My 6 are furries, kissing, vaccinated, oral, safe, bye. My profile says triple vaxxed and ready for action. Upside down smiley face, devil emoji. Bisexual, clever conversations and sexy times wanted. I really enjoy giving blowjobs. E&M and GGG, ethical non-monogamy and GGG. Which is good giving and game, which Angela is.
Good in bed.
Check.
Giving of equal time and equal pleasure.
Yep.
And game for anything within reason.
There you go. And then please block if you aren't keen. The reason I do that is the free version of Grindr only shows you X number of profiles. Mm. But if you block somebody, they get removed from your profile and then somebody else will trickle in.
And it bumps someone else up.
And in our location, so if I look and then you've got all the information, I will say I do hide my age on Grindr because I am 44 and on Grindr, I should be in an old folks home.
Also, you don't really look it and you don't
act
it.
I said that. I know. And again, I did say that the ages are, but still, people look at ages and it happens. I'm just trying to see the farthest person away from me on Grindr.
I'm going to go with like 300 meters.
So, again, if you've never seen a website like this, it's basically literally a grid of men, faces, bodies. So, the farthest person away from us is 600 meters away in my free.
I mean, that's a long grid of people, and the furthest away is 600 meters.
Within
that tells you how many people there are on Grindr in our area.
So, like right now, most of the people are online. So they have little green dots next to them. It's great. So, the first, like I'm looking at the 20th person away from us, and he's under 200 meters away.
Wow.
So
if you like Grindr, we live in a great area for it.
Absolutely. Inner West, baby. Then just a few other things before we kind of switch gears and change subjects. I'm also on Recon, which is a great website for, again, most of these are for gay men, and it's a kink website. Mm-hmm. So it's an app. So it's a great app for finding kinksters who are in your area, good stuff. Really like that. That's a good one. Scruff, if you're looking for bears and otters and hairy, furry, scruffy guys, that's a good one that I use quite often. And then talk a bit about Field, which used to be
Thrender,
I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had to change their name to Field because Tinder got all pissed off and did the suey thing. And yeah, I don't like Field at all.
No, we have met a couple people on there that we became friends with and even play friends with. But anymore, it's not one that we tend to go to. But somebody this weekend told us about 3Fun.
Yes.
The number 3Fun.
Yes.
And so that's a new app that we've both just downloaded recently, like this weekend. And we're going to start setting up our profiles and check it out and see how it does. Because this person told us that they like 3Fun better than Field.
Yeah.
So I trust them. They do a lot in the lifestyle. So we're going to give it a go and see what we think of that one.
Yeah.
And if you're on 3Fun, find us because we'll be out there soon.
Yeah. And then it, again, going back to what you said earlier, it does matter how many people are using it in your area. Because mm-hmm. I know there's one in the U.S. called hashtag open, which I think it targets the LGBTQIA+ community. And then it's also very queer friendly. And it's great. Hashtag open. But it is hardly used in Australia.
No, we tried it here at one point, and I think there were, 2 or 3 people on?
Within our area, right.
Yeah.
And then, like, the other people may be in Melbourne. And I'm like, I don't want to have a conversation with somebody who's a 2-hour flight away.
Yeah. And one thing we don't know is, like, what kinds of apps and things are there in places like in Europe? Because a lot of these are US-based.
Right.
And so, like, hashtag open doesn't really have a big market here in Australia. The ones, obviously, the big, big ones like Grindr and Tinder and things like that, Field, do tend to be
worldwide.
But I'm sure there are some regional ones that are probably very popular in different areas around the world, whether it be Asia, in Europe, US.
Yeah. I think that's important to kind of have that attitude of, I will see what's in my area before I make a choice. And the good news is that if you create a profile, you can use that profile pretty much wherever you go. You might, copy and paste.
And you may tweak it a bit depending on the audience because, you know, you're not going to use the same one for Tinder that you necessarily would for Grindr.
Exactly.
But it may be similar. Like you said, you had a lot of overlap in the pictures and things like that.
Yeah.
So very similar.
Pictures have a lot of overlap. Mm. The text, not so much. So we are going to take a quick break and then we will come back and we'll talk about Swinger, like RHP, Adult Matchmaker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what's right around the corner? I mean, we just had Christmas and New Year's, so the next big thing is Arbor Day. No, I'm kidding. It's Valentine's Day. That's right. It's Valentine's Day. Get something special for you, the one you love. And that one you love might just be yourself. Go to adamandeve.com. Find something really awesome to stick in you or stick yourself in. Something like sexy, dirty, nasty, awesome toys. That's right. And get it in time for Valentine's Day. It's a great gift for yourself. It's a great gift for your partner or partners, you know, maybe even your parents. I don't know what kind of relationship you have. Maybe you're where I'm from, where, you know, they just passed that law that you can divorce your wife, but she's still your sister. So that's right. Go to adamandeve.com, find you a toy, put it in your basket. And when you check out, use the checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBY. And you will get that toy at 50% off. You'll also get free shipping. You'll get 6 videos on demand. You will also get some extra things thrown into your box, you know, so that you can play. Good stuff. Toys for him, toys for her, toys for couples. It doesn't matter. They've got what you need. That's right. AdamandEve.com. Make sure you use the checkout code BYTHEBY. BYTHEBY. All righty. So we're going to play a little game here.
Ooh, I like games.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk first about our profile on By the By. Our profile on Red Hot Pie, which rhymes with By the By, coincidentally. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to find, I'm going to find some profiles. I'm not going to give the names or anything, but I'm going to read the profile. And Angela's challenge will be to write an opening message to these people.
I'm sorry, people.
I'm not going to actually send them. You're just going to, like, I know. You would say. Yeah. Because, again, this goes back to give people something that you can respond with. Give people something that you can open with. So, again, for us, we have, how many pictures do we have on here? We have 17 pictures. Admittedly, many of them are private albums. So what that means, at least on, and I'm going to say as a blanket statement, we use Red Hot Pie. There is Adult Matchmaker here in Australia. Those are the two big ones. Profile setups are very similar for most of the swinging sites. You can have single or individual, single slash individual site profiles, couple profiles, and then link them. We have a couple profile on here that is not, it's just the two of us because Angela would never, ever, ever, ever look at it. Mm-mm. Typically, they're relatively expensive to get a subscription to, but 100% these are worth it. Tinder and Grindr, probably not so much, but Red Hot Pie, the dating sites, it's definitely worth putting your money into it because it allows you to reach out and message people. And you will have X number of messages that you can do, but it's good to have that opportunity to reach out.
So you said we had 17 pictures and there's public and private albums. How many are in the public album that anybody can see?
That is a great question. I'm trying to figure that out right now. We have 7 pictures in our public album.
Okay.
All of them are black and whites because, again, I think it adds mystique and allure. Mm-hmm. And I don't care who you are or what you look like, you look better in black and white.
Can I go through life in black and white?
I know, right? So one picture, our main picture, is the two of us together. It is pretty dated. Because you still have long hair.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we should update that.
We really need, I'm going to be, just as a side note, we really need to update our Red Hot Pie account. It's been a while, but we've been in lockdown, so fuck off. So it is, but it's the two of us together looking at the camera with beautiful hills in the background. Then we have my naked picture on Cobblers. Mm-hmm. We have an extreme close-up on one of your latex dresses. The, what's it called? Like the zipper and whatever.
The snaps.
Yeah, the snaps. Yeah. Those have a word in couture, and I don't know what they are, but you know, it's a close-up on that. Then we have a close-up on you in a down shot of your breasts in a studded bra.
Boobs always look better from above.
Isn't that the case? Everything looks better from above. Then you have me on my stomach with skin-tight underwear, like kind of a latexy underwear. Mm-hmm. So you can see, literally, you can see my crack in this. We have one of our wedding pictures that is your wedding dress with a pearl necklace and your breasts. Because everybody
extreme close-up.
Extreme close-up. Yeah, you can't tell it's a wedding dress. We just know it. And then your ass in fishnet stockings. Mm-hmm. So that's our public pictures. Okay, so then our first private album, and you can share these separately, is almost exclusively pictures that were taken of us naked and professionally.
Okay.
The two that
are also a fun thing to do if you've never done it,
absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah. Boudoir shots are awesome.
Yeah.
There are 8 pictures in this set. 6 of them were taken professionally. The 2 that weren't were a picture that you sent to me when we were first dating of just you in bra and panties in the mirror. I just love it. And then the other one is me covered in paint from one of our Love is Art experiences. So it's a back shot of me and covered in paint. These, all of our faces are profile or semi or completely obscured because you don't want somebody to take them and then put them out there, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Then the private album 2 is all really clear close-up face shots. That's our private album 2. And again, there's 8 shots in there and everything from you looking really cute in a, like a derby outfit to the two of us clearly having a joke at a wedding reception to rock climbing to me apparently stripping on stage. Yeah, it's really a lot of stuff.
So things that show more personality and a bit, maybe a bit more interest and things that people can see are these the types of people we might be interested in or not.
Absolutely. So I'm going to skip it, but these profiles have things like general location, intimate info, like your endowment, like, and I will say a lot of the stuff I'm pretty honest on, your endowment, peanuts size, I'll put that down there because I don't want somebody to be like, oh, I only like guys with a 10 inch dick. And like, cool. That helps me select you out.
Yeah.
So that's good. Intimate piercings, things like that. We talk about all of this on our profile. I will say also, we are both listed as bisexual. That self-selects out a lot of people. If you see where men are listed as adventurous, or I'm trying to think of experimental, sexual orientation. We have straight, experimental, bi-curious, bisexual, gay, and other. So if you see experimental, bi-curious, bisexual, or other, 9 times out of 10, the fella's bi.
Yeah, a lot of people are a little bit shy of putting bisexual just outright, because we've been told by so many people that they do that and it really limits the number of responses they get and the pool basically that they can choose from. But in my opinion, then great. That's a lot less work for you to have to cull through to find somebody that you're going to want to play with or meet up with or have a relationship of some sort with.
Agreed.
But also, if you're just looking for engagement and you just want some conversation, some back and forth and a little bit of sexy whatever, then sure, you're going to want a bigger dating pool.
Yeah.
So I get it from that perspective. And I also, some people aren't just ready for that yet. So,
and I gotta be honest, if you listen to old versions of this podcast, you'll hear me rail against people who, if they are bisexual, won't put bisexual down. Yeah. I'm not as militant against those folks. I do understand. I get it. But I think it all comes down to the quality of the relationship that you want. Mm-hmm. If it's just going to be something that's transactional and you don't really care and you put yourself down as straight, though you're bi, like, that's just something else you're going to be concerned about. That'll be in the back of your mind when you're playing with these people, that you're not being your true authentic self, and maybe you won't be, I don't know. So I encourage you, if you can, to put your authenticity out there. But if you can't, I also understand it and accept it. Mm. Our profile description. Update, all capital letters. We are currently only seeking for couples or singles where both partners are bisexual or bi-curious. Thanks.
Very important.
We had to do that because it was starting to get
obnoxious.
Hi there and hello. We are a couple of expat Americans who have recently uprooted and moved to Sydney. Recently. That shows you how long ago this was. We are looking for new pants on and off friends. Look, we aren't picky, but we aren't easy either. In a perfect world, this is what we are looking for. Friends that we can be pants on and pants off with. Sex is easy, but a connection can be hard. We need a connection before we jump into bed, though we are more than willing to jump into bed with those we connect with. With our pants on, we like being outside hiking, playing board games, cooking, and cocktails, specifically bourbon-based drinks. We also run a successful podcast on bisexuality and open relationships called By the Bi. If you're intrigued, shoot us a message. Cheers, B&A. So, that profile nets us, on average, even though I haven't been on this website in quite a while, it nets us on average about 6 to 8 messages a week. Mm-hmm. If we were online more often, we would get...
Oh, it'd be a lot more.
Yeah, because you pop up a little more.
Yeah.
So, what do you see in that? There's things that we want to talk about. There's questions you can ask. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through here and pick a random profile and read Angela just the text in it. Everything else is going to be left. And Angela is going to be challenged to write a quick opening message.
Okay.
Her. Okay. So I should say this is a couple.
Okay.
Her. She is young, energetic, and extremely curious, open-minded and playful, isn't afraid of some bi fun, love the touch of another woman, and loves to touch other women. Him, he is very outgoing and loves to please, curious by nature, experimental, and respectful. Both are open to just about anything. He is always present. If you want more, send us a message. We would love to chat and see who we vibe and attract to. We are both working professionals, and discretion is a must. Please don't expect face pictures straight up. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So the only thing really in there to start a conversation with is they focus very much on their play and play styles. So I would start a message just introducing ourselves, say, you know, hi, read your profile. We're interested in it. We're both bisexual and looking for other people who are open. And I guess I would have to focus a bit more on that and ask him, like, what kind of play is that they're looking for? Do they typically both engage? Because he says he's always present, but does that mean he's participatory or like cuckolding kind of thing? So I would ask a bit about that.
So I'll give you a helper as well and show you the images.
Okay.
They have two public pictures. There's one.
Mm-hmm. So it's her in lingerie.
There's the other.
Her in lingerie.
But it's very specific lingerie. That's Honey Burdette.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would give you something to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. And otherwise, but they don't give a lot else. So we could ask, are they interested in having a bit of conversation or do they tend to go directly to play? Because I don't think they really address that as to what their style is in that regards. That's a hard one though, because there really isn't a lot.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to go on. And it's basically just, you know, what kind of player are you looking for? What kind of people are you? It's more just, what are you interested in? Because they don't really express necessarily.
Exactly. See, that's a problem. I see that as a problem.
This is a hard one.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, my next random one I got is another hard one. I'll show you the pictures first.
Okay. Her in a bra. Very similar pose.
It's like the same bra, but different colors.
No, different. Yeah, say different bra, but same pose.
Saucy, sexy, playful couple seeking open-minded sexual playmates to experience some hot fun. I'm looking for open-minded, sexy people to have some fun with.
Hi, we're open-minded, sexy people. What kind of fun do you want? Are there any pictures of him? Like, yeah, I mean, there's so much missing that then it just leads a lot of questions, which I guess you can always, you know, go with that. And it doesn't have to be a long message either for an opening one. And I guess we could talk about what we are looking for in people and see if they match that. But I also feel like we should be able to glean that from the profile a bit.
And I agree with that. And like I want to make it very clear that we're not really making fun of these profiles at all. But if you are putting your effort and time into this, and especially if you're putting your money into this, you want to get everything that you can possibly get out of it, right? You don't want to put $20 a month into something and just be inundated with things that you're not interested in.
Yeah, I also get, though, from one perspective that you don't want to give too much away. You know, you don't want to be too open, but at the same time, there does need to be enough to spark interest. And I guess, I mean, the other thing is that these people, their pictures that they had on their public profile were, they had two, and they were both of the female in lingerie.
Yeah.
So they must think that that's going to be enough to draw people in. And it may be depending on what kind of person they're looking for.
Yeah. And I think that's really, one of my big complaints about these sites is oftentimes the women are used as a currency.
Bait.
They're bait. Yeah, exactly. And it is as if the men don't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the guy looks like. But think about it from a couple point of view. And I are looking at it and you're going to be potentially fucking the dude, like...
Oh, it matters.
It matters a lot. Yeah. So here's a good one. I like this one a lot. Three pictures, all three black and white. Sound familiar?
Oh, that's hot.
There's the first one, but...
That's really hot.
He's got a very funny, like, budgie smuggler. Uh-huh. It's a bathing shot kind of thing, bathing suits. And his budgie smugglers are very funny looking. Again, can't see his head, but that's fine.
And I feel like that's a character or somebody I should probably know, but I don't. All right. Yeah. We got a mirror pick. And then we have a sex pick.
All black and white, mm-hmm. all mm-hmm. Nice. They're not bad.
Yeah.
Their description? Hi, guys. Fit, young, kinky couple looking for great experiences and dirty fun times.
Short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah, but it does give you enough that you could ask a question. Kinky.
You can ask about...
That's a big word.
Yep. So you can ask about what kind of kink, how long have they been into it, are they looking for kink partners, or is that just, you know, a side interest kind of thing? I assume they're looking for kink partners as well. But you could also comment on the pictures, because their pictures were really nice.
Yeah, their pictures were great.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pick one here that actually has faces so that we can see if that makes any difference.
I'd be curious to know overall how many profiles have faces in their public pictures versus don't.
Yeah, good question.
I mean, we'll never know that.
Yeah.
that's something the site would have to provide.
But. So this is their only picture.
Okay. It's a face pic.
Extreme close up, mm-hmm. but both of them smiling at the camera, mm-hmm. cute, cuddly. My husband and I have discovered a new side to our sex life. We've dipped our toes into the swinging lifestyle and liked what we discover. And I, Ms., am intrigued and excited by the idea of playing with another lady with my husband. We are no supermodels and on the larger side of life, but comfortable with who we are and know how to enjoy ourselves. Important, so please read. We play together and we play alone with the blessing of the other person. Mrs. is looking for men and women between the ages of 25 and 45, while Mr. age bracket is more diverse. Single males, please note, we are not looking for you. If we decide we want to add a single male, we will find you. We are looking for couples and single ladies. We hope you respect this.
I think that's very good of them to put on the profile and reiterate again and again, because if you just say it once, some people don't get it. And that's clearly very important to them. So I think it's good that they drive home the point of who they're looking to play with. It's interesting that they have a very specific age range. I get it. But at the same time, I would say that generally, especially when we're starting out, we would think, okay, we want to play with people in a certain age range, around our age, give or take. But we've met people that are younger than that, that are older than that, and it doesn't matter. It's just so much fun no matter what. To us, it's more about the person. But I guess they're trying to narrow down, maybe they're more comfortable with people in a closer age bracket to them. Maybe that's what it
maybe.
Is. But they very clearly state what they're looking for.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Here's another one that I did literally pick by random. So we've got numerous public profile pics that are close-up face pics of both of them in different locations. Looks like...
And different life scenarios, it looks like, which is good because you get to see different sides of them, right?
And I think that's also important, is that take pictures that are in different locations. Take pictures of you doing things that you enjoy. Mm. Being at the beach, that shows you enjoy being outside. Hiking shows you enjoy being outside. In the city, at the theater.
If you're dressed up going out for a dinner or something like that,
Anytime you have an opportunity to take a picture, do it.
Yeah, we should probably be better about that.
Yeah, we should be, but anyway. Here's this one. We are a fun-loving couple that love to have a good time in and out of the bedroom. Both of us are sensual and attuned to each other's wants, needs, and desires. We have had a few encounters with women, FFM and FFFM, and love it. We can host semi-regular get-togethers and anticipate like-minded females attending for some no-holds fun and frivolity. We are both easygoing with a no-pressure kind of attitude. We are seeking people who like to have a good time with no strings, no bullshit or drama, just some fun and pleasure. We have get-togethers when the chance arises and would like some like-minded people there. Let's get our groove on. Our ideal partner is a single female or a couple that is comfortable and secure in plain fun. Both of us are anticipating meeting people that are like-minded, looking for no strings, clean and discreet fun with the right individuals. We prefer people who are verified or who use cams to show themselves as legitimate people, and we will do likewise. Username is bi-curious, meaning he hasn't explored all with a male yet. If you are a part of a couple where the male is straight, that is fine. If not, that is fine too. We never have expectations and prefer to go with whatever feels right for everyone. We may be looking for males in the near future for MFM and or MMF, but that will only happen at our invitation. So please don't message us asking us to keep you in mind.
That's a great profile.
It's a great profile. There is a lot of information there. There's a lot that you can do with that information. Mm-hmm. And like
it very clearly sets out expectations, desires, scenarios. And like it really is very clear as to what they're looking for, who they're looking for, what kind of interactions they're looking for. And so you can kind of see, am I going to fit into this? It's very well written.
Yeah. It's thought out. It's well written. That's a great profile.
Mm.
And again, they have a number of pictures and a number of pictures in their private albums, 10 in the first one, 9 in the other. So one of the things that they did say was validations, verifications.
Yes.
Many of these swinging websites will have something where if you play with somebody, then they can then go on and say on your, it's like, it's a validation, right? So they're saying, oh, we did play with this person and they were great.
It's saying that you're a real person, real couple, basically on your profile, and that you're worthy of time.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to see, we have some, I haven't read them in ages.
I know we've got one from friends of ours was a not very serious one.
Yes.
But they're good friends of ours.
Trying to see if I can find that.
I'm assuming it's still there. I'm assuming they don't go away.
I don't see the one that we were talking about.
Okay.
I don't think they go away, but it's possible.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny, though, to look at these and go, that's great. So let's look at a couple more real quick, because I want to look at a single male and a single female.
Ooh,
and okay. I will say that it appears that the people who have face pics, I mean, granted, my N size is 4, 2 of which had face pics, 2 of which didn't. Mm-hmm. But the 2 that had face pics had much more clear thought out profiles.
Yeah.
So let's try this with the single fellas. I am going to pick a single fella here who has a pretty clear face pic. I mean, you can at least, his face
is
partially obscured by his phone, but you could probably pick him out of the lineup. Hello, my name is, I'm going to edit that. I'm tall, athletic build, super easygoing, and pretty funny. I'm also very respectful and discreet. Looking for some fun, if anyone's keen, hit me up.
Okay. It's pretty basic. There's not a lot to go on. And I guess that's the thing. With these profiles, even if they are basic and there's not a lot to go on, I mean, there's a little bit, right? And you can still message and say, hi, you know, you're interesting because whether it's something in the picture or whatever, this caught my eye. There's got to be something that made you stop and message them. So you can always message and say, hey, talk about that and say, this is what I'm interested in, whether it be a particular trait, a particular type of person, a particular type of fun, a particular, like if there's something very, very specific that you want, you can mention that. But again, the more information people have in their profile, the more you'll know before you ever do that, if you know, if it's worth it or not, and if you're going to be a good match.
Yeah. So I just skipped ahead to another one again with a face shot. It's a really great picture, mm-hmm. not looking directly at the camera, which often makes you look sexier. It's short, sweet, and to the point. It says bullish service top, looking to meet like-minded females, couples, hot wives, singles, and everything in between. Originally from redacted, and work as a creative, which keeps me quite busy, so not looking for anything too serious. Stress-free fun, mutual pleasure, and a bit of kinky escapism, please.
Perfect.
I think that's, you it's know, short, sweet, yeah. and to the point.
You know exactly what they're looking for. Like, it's, yeah, absolutely perfect.
So that those were two.
And then you can message with, you know, a bit about yourself and just say that whatever part of that interests you, because it was quite varied, like, I'm interested in this, and yeah, that I like that.
So I found a ladies that has a face pic as mm-hmm. her main picture,
mm-hmm.
and then a number of pictures that show tattoos. Tattoos are great things to show off because people love to ask you why you have them. And her profile says, curvy, adventurous, and very, very sexy. Looking for lovers who like passionate and intimate encounters. The longer, the better. Please don't expect to meet up and get to it immediately. I enjoy a chat and some banter, maybe some wine, and lots of foreplay. I have a few select partners, but I'm rather insatiable and always looking for another. Looking to add a girl with a cheeky attitude to my playlist. Devil emoji. My corporate career fills up most of my week, so playtime is limited to weekends when I like to. Looking to get my kink on with couples and groups and a few choice fellas that know how to get my juices flowing. My number one requirement is respect. Let's grab a drink, have a laugh, and some great sex.
That's good. It does very much set out requirements and parameters around what she's looking for. But I also like the fact that she's like, you're prepared to spend some time with me. This isn't going to be a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Admittedly, I think I like her. We might message her. Oh my God, that's hilarious. So look, I think the moral of this story is put some thought and effort into your profile pic. Mm. I realize we changed the game completely. We ended up just letting you riff on what they said and didn't make you write messages, which is also fine. But I think that hopefully the folks at home understand what does a good opening message look like.
Mm. Yeah, and it is easier if the person gives you something to ask about or something to talk about, whether it be through the pictures or through the actual profile itself. I do like the ones where there's more information as to what they're looking for play-wise, or parameters, things that they're specifically not looking for. That helps as well. Because then that gives you something to, again, to talk about in that opening message.
Yeah.
Because I feel like an opening message where you're just basically introducing yourself and then saying, this is what I'm looking for, is not a very interesting opening message. But if they give you nothing else to go with, then what else do you have? But I don't know. Then why are you messaging them? There's got to be something that caught your eye.
Yeah. And like, I'm just looking at our opening messages that we've got in mm-hmm. our inbox that admittedly I've yet to respond to. Mm-hmm. I try to respond to all of them, but my God, sometimes it's just exhausting. Mm-hmm. This one came on Boxing Day and literally.
Holy Jesus.
Is longer than most people's profiles. It is extremely detailed mm-hmm. and well thought out. Now, admittedly, it is possible that some of this is copy and paste, but it does say at the beginning, Merry Christmas. So there's at least some personalization. I am absolutely okay with copy and paste as long as it's clear that you haven't copied and pasted.
Yeah, as long as you personalize a little bit based on a profile or something that you've seen or something that they've said, I think the bulk of the message can be copy and pasted. And, admittedly, you're going to be sending out a lot of messages, so I think it's totally fine.
And like this couple even talks about things that they like to do in this opening gambit. Things like exercising, cycling, bushwalking, traveling, barbecue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like that's great. Mm. But then the counter to that is the next message, which is literally, hey guys, I will tell you that I will never, ever respond to a hey guys, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Unless your profile looks amazing. But realistically, none of our profiles look that good.
But, okay, so if you get a message then, if we get a message, do you actually look at the profile? Like, for the hey guys, would you actually go look at the profile or would you just be like, delete?
I would look at the profile just to see, like, are you that amazing?
Yeah, because I wouldn't. I would just delete it.
And I looked at the profile right now and they aren't. So, like, yeah. We did have a great one here that says, hi there, gives the names. We both love the buy side of life and have experience playing with others, going to listen to your podcast.
Oh, that's great.
I like that. Good on you. Hope you're here listening. I promise I'll respond at some point. It's. I guess the moral of the story is take more than 10 minutes to make your profile.
Yeah.
And take more than 20 seconds to send somebody an opening message.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a bit of work, but again, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, we've talked about it before where what we do is typically we'll have an opening message back and forth a couple of times and then we'll move it to somewhere else. Mm. And I realize that these websites, you know, they get off on keeping you on the website, but realistically, sometimes it's not that easy. Sometimes you want to move to WhatsApp or some other messaging thing.
Telegram, and, Wire.
Yeah.
So many different ones.
And,
yeah.
And definitely once we've met up, I'm much more apt to give you my phone number. Mm. So, I think that's apps and opening gambits in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
So, do you have any final words of advice or wisdom?
Oh, no. No, this is all your department. If you have a partner who's totally keen to do this, then you're very lucky.
You are.
I'm very lucky.
You are. And if you have a profile that you'd like us to take a look at, like, now, if we get inundated with like hundreds of profiles, I'm going to start charging you cunts. But I'm happy to look at your profile and give you a few suggestions if you want to do screenshots or whatever. Just send them our way. I'll take a look at it and let you know what I think. And because it's fun stuff. And I think that we all can be successful. I think that I create a pretty successful profile. like I said, we get lots of hits and lots of views and lots of messages. And it's not because we're amazing people. Like, we're not sex gods and goddesses. It's because we are clever. And that's what really pulls in people, is clever, not how sexy somebody is. Yes.
And also, you should do what we're going to be doing soon and update your profile from time to time.
That's absolutely correct. That's right. Remember, beauty is only skin deep, but clever gets you a bone. Mm-hmm. All right. So with that being said, if you want us to look at your profile, send it to us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can message us on any of the socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. Join us on Discord. How do you do that? You can show us your profiles. That's been the hard word for me tonight. Show us your profiles on our Discord chat. Join us. www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. You can get on at any level onto our Discord. That's right. Go to our website, www.bythebype.com.au, and submit through our contacts. So yeah, thank you so much. And we will see you next week.